3 years after viral hemorrhagic septicemia was found in Lake Winnebago and Lake Michigan, the virus has been held in check in Wisconsin. It's resulted in mass fish kills in the lower Great Lakes, so it is a top priority for Wisconsin's fisheries. This spring, testing will begin on 70 of the most popular lakes and rivers peppered around the state. DNR Lake Sampling Coordinator Tim Simonson says this new strategy should give a good indication if VHS has spread.
Any lake that has a higher activity with boaters and anglers is going to be more likely to get the virus. So that's why we're looking at the bigger popular lakes. We try to cover the whole state. Last year we focused on the Wisconsin River Basin, which is right adjacent to the Lake Michigan Basin where we saw VHS in Lake Winnebago.
Simonson says they'll also work with the La Crosse Fish Health Center to test the Mississippi River and the Minnesota DNR to test the St. Louis River estuary feeding into Lake Superior.
We've done some testing up there. We sampled fish in the St. Louis River estuary and we've sampled fish in Shawamigan Bay. For several years now we haven't seen the virus, so there's no indication that it's spread there yet.
So far, VHS hasn't caused any large fish kills in Lake Winnebago or Lake Michigan, as it has in the lower Great Lakes. But they suspect there is a 2-year lag time before fish kills occur. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.